Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Nakuchi from the 2016 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Carles Torras, who is presenting the film Callback. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So in reference to the story of the film, I'm actually putting on a radio voice right now. But maybe you can explain to our listeners a little bit about the story. Would you be able to do that?
Yeah, Callback is about a guy who works as a mover in New York, but he dreams to break into the commercial acting world, you know, accomplish his American dream. He's an immigrant, but this guy is, well, I don't want to spoil the movie, so it's difficult sometimes to talk about that. This guy is not totally right and do crazy things, and and he gets in trouble and puts other people in trouble too.
Yeah. So, for instance, one of the things that I've noticed about the character is that he's very alone, you know, he's kind of lost in this big world of New York City. I'm wondering, what is at the origin of this idea?
Yeah, this idea came up when I was living in New York for a while. I was trying to make a film there, another film, not this one. Then I met the character who plays the role of Larry in the movie. I met this Martin, is the name of the actor, and we became really good friends, and we shared this vision of the United States of, as an outsiders, and well, we saw this dark side of being in a country like the US, trying to, you know, he's an actor, I was a filmmaker, I am a filmmaker, so we were trying to break into, you know, movie industry. So he was going to many auditions every day. Sometimes auditions are humiliating. And the idea came from that. We thought something like, what if a psychopath wants to be an actor and goes to auditions every day and gets obsessed with accomplish this crazy dream, because the guy is not talented at all. So it's like a crazy dream he has, because this guy is not right.
Yeah, I found that to be a dark, humorous side of the story. But so let me get this straight. You worked on the screenplay with the lead actor of the film?
Yeah, well, me and the lead actor, we wrote the script. I produced and directed it, and he's the leading actor. And well, it was like a really independent small film. We made it with a really small budget in New York. We were a crew of 7 people. Then I get back to Spain to finish the post production of the film. And when it was finished, it was picked up at the biggest film festival in Spain. It's called Malaga Film Festival. It's a Spanish film. It's a Spanish film festival. And then we got the awards of the best movie, best script, and best actor. And from there, everything changed, totally changed. And the career of the film, grew a lot. So,
it's a great film. I really enjoyed it. Maybe you can help our listeners also visualize the film a little bit. Can you talk about the style that you used to make it?
Yeah, the style, I mean, it's pretty... how can I say that? I mean, I don't like to, you know, for example, we don't use a score for the movie. You know, we don't use a score. It's like silent. We based everything on the sounds to create an atmosphere. That makes the film different. We only use 2 songs in the whole movie. And these songs are very powerful and just, you know, get into the movie in a very specific moments that make that moment very powerful, because the rest of the movie, there is no music at all. I think people is not used to that, because nowadays you need to put a lot of music in the movies, like a video clip, you know, like a music video. So I don't like that. Either move the camera too much. I like to be like I like to do like fixed shots and just moving the camera when there is a reason for it. I think that made sense with the character, you know, this lonely character, you know, it's a guy who lives alone, he has no friends, he's a pretty creepy guy. So these still shots I think suits perfectly for to explain the life of this character.
Yeah, because the character is the driving force behind the story of this film. Mm-hmm. But I'm also wondering, so with this style, you're not judge. It's a non-judgmental style, and you're also not trying to tell the audience exactly what they're trying to feel in watching it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm not interested in judgment. I mean, if I like to judge people, I would be a judge. You know, so I think it's boring.
Yeah.
Films who judge everything all the time.
Yeah.
When you make a movie, of course, this character is this character does really hard, terrible things. So we don't judge him, but we. What I mean is, when I made the movie, and also the living actor who played the role. We are making it from point of view of this character, so we need to stand next to the character.
Yeah.
Without judging him.
That's,
you know.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the director should not be looking down at his character.
Yeah.
He should be, you know, on the same level as
the same level next to the character.
Yeah.
We used his point of view in the whole movie. If you watch the movie, you will see there is all the movie. Character is on the screen. You won't see any scene where the character is not there. You know, he's there all the time. He's driving the movie 100%.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, that's like a rule.
Yeah.
I put it, you know, when making the film, when it stands to the character all the time, no matter how hard it's going to be to watch that or terrible it's going to be that.
Yeah, that's true, because
without spoiling anything, the film does go down some darker territories. But of course, one of the things that I have to ask, and probably it's going to be my last question, is the leading performance. Can you tell me a little bit about how you shaped the performance of Martin Bacigalupo?
Yeah.
He's great in this film, but I always find that, like, with the style of filmmaking that is used in this film, he's almost required to completely ignore the cameras, which in a way is anti-traditional acting, because in acting usually means seducing the camera and being very eccentric. So can you just tell me a little bit about the process of getting the right performance?
Yeah, absolutely. We wrote the script together, so he knew very well. I mean, I didn't need to give any instructions to him when we were shooting. And we had a very clear idea about the character. This character pretends to be an American. He is, like, fascinated with American culture. He wants to fit in, but he's not American. I don't know if because his accent, you English people get that he's not American at all.
Yeah.
Then at the end of the movie, you realize where is he from, more or less.
Yeah.
So he's a guy who is ashamed of being an immigrant. So he pretends to be an American. So he's acting all the time, but it's like an acting inside the acting, you know, because he's playing a role of a guy who is acting all the time because he's pretending. So that's why he's using all the time these stereotypes of America, you know, typical American stereotypes. But he's not good, he's not talented. So I think that it's an interesting point.
Also I picked up on it. Do you think that people play characters all the time in real life?
In general, you mean?
People?
Well, that can happen, yeah. I see around me a lot of people who play cards, but not everybody, of course.
In a way, right now, I'm playing interviewer, you're playing interviewee, but if we were to talk in a bar or something, we would have a completely different conversation.
Absolutely, absolutely. When I realize that somebody is playing cards, you know, usually I don't like that.
So,
we used that in the movie. You know, this kind of people who play cards all the time and even got obsessed with playing their cards.
It must be exhausting after a while.
Yeah, I think so. But, I don't know, maybe they are psychopaths or maybe they are aliens living, because many people also in the film industry is like that, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And
more in the film industry than most other industries.
Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, sometimes I think maybe film industry is full of aliens who abducted the people.
Yeah.
They are playing cards all the time. But
I think that all the time too. Well, that helps us see the film in a different light and helps us explore the film even more. Thank you very much for joining us, and it certainly was a very interesting conversation. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.